Vaishnavas voice. So, Srila Gurudev has explained that Nimi Maharaj, he's asking the Navyagindras. So, Habikabi, they've explained, as Srila Gurudev has just now summarized. Now, Nimi Maharaj, he's asking about material energy, and Sri Antariksha Rishi, he's giving explanation. So in his explanation, there are two aspects. One is he's describing how the living entities, conditioned living entities, become bewildered by the material energy. They engage in material activities due to false identification. They're suffering, thinking that I'm this body, suffering birth and death repeatedly, and thinking that they're happy, are repeatedly going through actual distress, so-called happiness and distress, but actually all distress. This is first aspect. So it's explaining that the living entity identifies himself with the body, just like when Srila Vyasadeva, he saw in trance, Atmanam Trigunatmakam. The living entity is conscious, spirit, soul, but somehow or other, by the influence of the material body, he's thinking that I, whom seeing matter, am actually matter. It's completely irrational. This is the influence of the material energy. So this is false ego. Sometimes we think that false ego means he's very puffed up. This is just one aspect of false ego. False ego means ego identification, false identification. So what is this false identification? Krishna himself has explained in Srimad Bhagavatam when all the sages appeared at Kurukshetra. Yasyatma buddhi kana pechitak dhatake. If I think that I'm actually this body, which is actually composed, as Gurudev has explained, stool, urine, latrine, and all nasty things, then this is a mistake, big mistake. Or if I think